Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 241. Know when to walk away. Part 1 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is just like a big audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday. So it's June 19th. I'm going to let you know how big of a dork I am, in case you weren't already aware. There are certain groups, certain organizations that are celebrating Christmas in June, and I am totally into it. My favorite baseball team, as you likely know, are the Angels. I refuse to call them the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, but needless to say, they are celebrating Christmas in June this whole week, and I am totally into it. I'm loving it. The holidays are my favorite time of year, essentially, and so just a little reminder that, oh, it's only 6 months away till the holidays, just makes me happy. Now, today's article is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read part one today and then finish it for you tomorrow. And before I jump into that post, let's start this week on the right foot. I'm going to share with you an inspirational quote that I think applies nicely to today's episode and tomorrow's episode. Quote, "Courage to start and willingness to keep everlasting at it are the requisites for success." Alonzo Newton Benn. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Know When to Walk Away, Part 1 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. I know you've been there. Perhaps today is one of those days. You're stale, weak, and dehydrated from the previous nights. Insert crazy activities here. On top of that, you're running off fumes from some weak espresso you picked up on your way to work. You still have the bitter taste of day-old coffee on your palate. By lunchtime, you're famished. But the container of hard-boiled eggs and that soggy tuna sandwich you whipped up together will tide you over until you hit the gym for back and bicep day. As you plow through the rest of your shift, you continually nod off, quickly looking up after each mini-snooze to be sure no one caught you sleeping on the job. In the back of your mind, you know the smart thing would be to head home, get into something comfortable, and chill out for the night. But that's the rational thing to do, and we're not rational beings. No, we continually find a reason to go against logical thought processes and dive into senseless acts of I can do whatever I put my mind to insanity. Once we get to the gym, one of two things will happen. If, and only if we're lucky, our workout goes smoothly and according to plan, nothing out of the ordinary, and we make it out alive, for the most part. 9 times out of 10, though, it will go pretty sour. Recently, I was chatting with a client who was more than halfway through his rapid fat loss diet, and he texted me during his workout, why was deadlifting 315 pounds 5 times fairly easy a week ago, and today I can't even get it off the ground? I responded with, well, bro, you've been on a starvation diet for the last 6 to 7 days. It's no wonder you're struggling with the weight. It's heavy, and you probably need some food. I then went on to explain that, in the end, lifting the heavy weights or not, doesn't really matter. Sure, it sucks that you go in expecting a certain result, and that it doesn't pan out. It sucks to feel like a failure, even though you're really not, in that moment of supposed weakness. But guess what? It doesn't matter. Nobody cares too much whether or not you had a crappy or awesome workout. You're not doing this for anyone but yourself. Strength training, bodybuilding, whatever you want to call it, it's not a team sport. Sure, we might train alongside other people, but you're not building your ideal physique for the benefit of your teammates or even your significant other. You're doing this because it's something you set out to do. You make the rules and you live by them. As a result, you probably don't have a coach as your dictator either. You don't have someone who's guiding you day in and day out, someone to make the call and say, "Hey buddy, your form is awful and we ain't even finished your warmups yet. Why don't you do some mobility work, roll around on the foam a bit and get home to rest?" That would be nice if we all could have a daily guidance counselor to ensure we get it just right, but that's a fantasy land. Unless you're qualifying for Olympic trials, you're most likely on your own. As a result, we must know when it's time to simply walk away. For the last 12 years or so, I've been doing some form of strength training, and I can only recall a handful of times in my life I ever took a deliberate training break. Outside of being injured, sick, or on vacation, I've been a steady gym goer since I was 13 years old. However, it wasn't until the last few years that I developed the maturity to know when enough was enough, or alternatively, when to keep pushing. A long time ago, when linear gains were abundant, I'd go into the gym with an expectancy of doing a certain amount of weight. Without fail, I'd almost always hit my mark. But eventually, those days were gone. I'd go to the gym for a few weeks and struggle just to add 5 pounds to a lift. Once I finally added those 5 pounds, it seemed as if I were there for another 4 to 5 sessions before being able to add more weight to the bar. I used to get overly frustrated with myself, to the point of being internally upset and wondering what I was doing with myself and how I could correct it. As you probably know, transitioning into an intermediate trainee can be rough on the psyche. Sure, you're bigger, stronger, and fill out your clothes better, but you no longer get the satisfaction of seeing constant improvements you once saw as a beginner. This addiction of self-improvement suddenly isn't what it once was. You can't get your fix as easy anymore. Soon thereafter, you realize that every session might not be what you'd hoped. I started to feel like each time I stepped foot in the gym was a crapshoot. I was rolling the dice, praying for a new personal record. Then, one day, I woke up. I realized it was never going to get any better, and I had to deal with it. I had to find a coping strategy. It was that, or find another stress reliever. I began the practice of letting go more often and accepting that each session could be meaningful if I allowed it to be. It was all in how I dealt with it. Here are a few methods. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled "Know When to Walk Away" by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me tell you, I have totally been guilty of doing this myself. When I go to the gym, it's almost as if in my head, I have this audience watching me. And if I don't get the best workout every single time I'm at the gym for every single workout, I've somehow disappointed that fake audience. But JC is absolutely right. No one knows the difference. But somehow it affects us. We've let ourselves down, and sometimes we feel like we've let others down somehow. But it's not about that. And I'll tell you, this is something I still struggle with. This is something I too deal with on a constant basis. I don't get that same quote-unquote high, that endorphin rush, when I feel like I had a bad day at the gym. Sometimes I'll find myself driving away angry, feeling like I could have done better. My mind was there, but my body just wasn't able to keep up. So I'm so glad that JC chose to write about this. I think a lot of us feel this very same way. So I can't wait to read the rest of this post to you tomorrow. And hopefully together, we can use these methods and get over this ego that we have. Now, before I go, don't forget, we give away books to a random person on our mailing list on the first of every month. Believe it or not, the next raffle is coming up very, very soon. To be in it, make sure you're signed up for our free weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. Not only are you in the raffles, but you'll also get some free spreadsheet tools from us, a video tutorial, a quick weekly update, and lots more. Again, for all of that, just come by oldpodcast.com. All right, that's it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll see you tomorrow, where we'll continue this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.